This is the Perfectly Mentored Podcast with your host, Jason Portnoy.
How do you truly come to a point to not give a fuck? And not to just say you don't, because so many people say, I don't give a fuck. And then they get one hateful comment and they cry and they run away. But to truly not give a fuck what other people think, I think you have to like get to some sort of place mentally. Like, how does that happen?
I'll tell you exactly how it happens. And I'll tell you exactly how I got there. Is when I first started, you're damn right I cared. When I shared that very first post that went viral, there were a lot of people that like, yay, great. But then there was like my ex-wife and all of her friends were like, yeah, he was a dick. There was a lot of hate. I still get a ton of hate. I get a ton of trolls. But here's what I discovered a number of years ago. No matter what I do, no matter what I say, someone's going to have something to say about it. Like, really think about this. I don't care who you are, where you are. You're black, you're white, you're gay, you're straight, you're rich, you're poor. You're fat as fuck, you're skinny, you're ripped. It doesn't matter. No matter what you do, someone's going to judge you. They're going to say, well, you should have done it this way. You shouldn't have done it this way, right? Family members, friends, all of your tribe following you, right? No matter what you say, you should have said it this way. You should have done it this way. You could have. All of a sudden, I'm like, well, shit. If I'm poor, people are going to judge me as being lazy, undisciplined. If I'm rich, he's for sure a snake oil salesman. He's for sure ripping people off. You can't be rich today. Tax the rich. You should hate the rich, right? Well, if I'm fat, it's because I'm undisciplined, I'm disgusting, and I eat like shit. If I'm ripped, I'm for sure taking steroids. He's for sure on drugs, because you can't get that ripped by actually sweating and eating healthy. And all of a sudden, I was like, literally, no matter what I fucking say, people are going to judge me. Like, literally, no matter what comes out of my mouth, no matter what I do, no matter where I vacation, no matter what car I drive, if I drive a jalopy, if I drive a fucking Lamborghini, if I've got Captain Dad bod, or if I'm ripped to shit. I mean, case in point, we just saw the world heavyweight fighter. And now the conversation is around Tyson Fury, who is Captain Dad bod, where his opponent is chiseled and ripped. Now everybody's like normalizing this over. See my point? Yeah. Doesn't matter what I say and what I do, someone is going to judge it. And so if that's the case, then why don't I just do the things that I want to do and say the things that I want to say? Because that's what makes me feel the best. And all of a sudden I realized that I got into my brain that no matter what I do, someone will judge it. And so if that's true, then what if I just disconnected from every opinion about everything? And I just did the shit I wanted to do, knowing if I'm ripped and I take off my shirt, yo, he's on drugs. Da, da, da. If I don't, I don't really give a shit either way. And I found that the more I did things based off of what I wanted to do, not worrying about the judgment, the more I wrote my social media post and just hit send without trying to like hypercritical analyze it and redo it and say, well, I need to write it this way because the church and my mom and my pastor and my friends and my boss. And then I water it down to nothing. I was just like, fuck it. You guys are going to judge me no matter what I do anyway. So I might as well buy a Lamborghini. So I bought a Lamborghini. And guess what? Lots of people were clapping. Lots of people were like, you're an asshole. Doesn't matter if I bought a Ford truck. People would say the same thing. So when you talk about not giving a fuck, it's a true understanding that literally no matter what any of you say, no matter what any of you do, you will be judged. So if that's the case, you might as well do the shit that you want to do. Say the things you want to say. It's way more liberating. It's way more fun. And it's way more freeing living that way.
So I love everything you just said. And I'd love to go a little bit deeper. Is that there's two things that then come to mind. One is you could just not post on social media, right? Like if you, sure. why even do that? And then number two is if you're going to post all that and you're going to be out there, how slippery does it become? Now that's a persona, right? Now I have to keep up with it, right? Because I have the shock and awe. I got to keep the shock and awe going. And now you don't become real anymore. You become just the opposite of the playing it safe. Now you become the fake but extreme version of yourself.
Who's to judge that? Somebody else. I legitimately like...
But it's also easy to really not give a fuck when you reach a level of success right. That a lot of people have. Like most of the people who come on the show, wildly successful, and they sit there and say, I don't give a fuck. But the guy climbing up and the guy who has his first job or the guy at a university, he's not at that level. It's very easy to look at out from your mansion or out from your cars and be like, I don't give a fuck what people think. My family's taken care of. I have a beautiful ranch. I have a big ranch. I have a beautiful family. I'm good.
Now think about it for a second. Like, you know, I'll give you an example. Okay. The Hollises, Dave and Rachel Hollis, right? Those of you that know them, they were big influencers. She blew up. She was on Oprah and the whole thing, right? I use them as for a very specific reason, because you go to their social media and life is amazing. Our family is amazing. Look at us. Look at the empire. And then one day, kaboom. For the last 18 months, we have been falling apart. Our marriage is falling apart. We're getting a divorce. And everybody, if you look at those threads and you look at the comments, people are like, what? Are you fucking serious? Like, you guys have been like, just lying to us for the last 2 years. And Lily, what did it do? What did it do? It dismantled everything that they had built, right? Are there still people that are like, oh God, I love you, I'm still gonna buy all shit? Sure. But what happened? Not only outside, like the world looking in, but look at, I mean, truthfully, you look at where they are individually and what happened. And so when you really stop and think about this for a second, like, no matter where I go or what I do, like, that's going to be the reality. And so, like, why not be free? The most liberating thing, Jordan Peterson, thank you. Jordan Peterson talks about this all the time. The single greatest remedy for every ailment on earth is truth. The single greatest remedy for any ailment, pain, frustration, bitterness, resentment. How many people on here have ever had resentment towards somebody? And all of a sudden one day you send them a text message and it's all resolved. And you're like, why was I angry for so long? Why didn't I do this 10 years ago? I've been carrying this weight for so long. And all it takes is truth. It takes truth and the vulnerability to do it. And that's where I think people go wrong is it is scary. It's terrifying to be vulnerable. But here's what's really fascinating. All of us have had this nightmare. Everybody. You ever had the nightmare where you're like naked in front of the class, you're a little kid? Oh my God, you're naked. Here's what's really interesting. At 42 years old, once you get naked in front of the class, then you've already done it. Now you get naked in front of all the time. It's not a problem, right? Once you jump off that cliff into the lake, like, oh shit, I've been looking at that cliff for 10 years, terrified to jump off that thing. And I just did it. Like, wait a second, what else can I do? And you stop and realize that, like, we're our biggest enemies. You and me. This idea that, like, oh, how do I build this thing and build this persona, as you say, and all of these other things. And the reality is people are like, Sean, like, how are you on a Gulfstream one day? And then you're like literally standing in cow shit on your ranch the next day. And I'm like, that's literally who I am. That's what I'm doing. They're like, well, are you a cowboy or are you a business guy? I'm like, I'm all of it. And tomorrow, if I want to be a fucking professional skateboarder, I'm going to go buy a skateboard and learn how to skateboard. But who's to say that I can't? That's the game, man. That's that mental game. We've been put into these boxes. And I say we've been put into them because here's a great question. Did you pick your name?
No.
Okay. Did you decide when you were a baby, right out of the womb, to speak English?
Nope.
Fascinating. Well, where did those come from? Where'd your name come from?
My parents.
Mom and dad. Oh, did they start teaching you Spanish and then eventually you decided to speak English? No. Since we were little children, everything we believe, everything we think, our morality has been embedded in our brain. This is right. This is wrong. This is good. This is bad. If you do these things, you will go to hell. If you do these things, maybe you'll go to heaven. Maybe. Please beg the Almighty. How many people have ever stopped and said, why do I believe what I believe? Because mom and dad told me, because the pastor in the minute. How many people have ever stopped and said, you know what? I'm going to put a time out to this and I'm going to go on a quest and I'm going to just figure out who God is by myself. You can't do. Did you hear Sean's going to go out in the desert and he's going to start praying? He's falling away. Somebody call somebody from the church and save him and bring him back. Wait a second. I don't like my life. I hate my job. I'm going to go start my own business. Oh my God, you can't. You can't. Why can't you? Well, because mom and dad said it's dangerous and it's, you see what I'm saying? Like, I am who I am right here, right now. And tomorrow I'm going to be somebody different. And God willing, I have next year and the year after that. I don't know where the fuck I'm going. I'm not sure what I'm going to believe then. I'll let you know when I get there. But I don't believe the same things today that I believed 5 years ago or even 10 years ago. I know significantly more about love and connection and compassion today than I did 5 years ago. I know way more about business today than I did 5 years ago. And so there's this knowledge and this understanding with what you're talking about. I just realized that this is literally an open channel to the world. And so wherever I'm driving, whatever I'm doing, whatever I'm thinking, whatever I'm feeling, I can do one of two things. Masquerade around as something that I'm trying to sell everybody something and convince you to believe what I believe, or I can just share with you what the fuck I believe. And if you like it, great. And if you don't like it, great. I don't really give a shit either way. It's a really fascinating thing, this life and what you're talking about. You build up these personas like some celebrities and influencers have, and then they have to lie. They have to keep up the persona. And guess what happens? You'll lose every fucking time. Where when you just share the truth, like, I don't really need to sell anybody anything. If you like what I do, great. If you don't like it, great. If you don't like what I say, there's a really simple way to remove me from your life. You just click a button that says unfollow. Feel free to press it anytime.
It's funny because you're right, but I still find people, I guess, they try to put their real selves out there, but they get scared and then they become sponges of all the content that's out there. And they sit there and say, this one's over indexing this one. And they become too critical and they don't know where they are or where I just heard Sean talk and where that ends and where I begin or where I begin and that ends. And they become sponges and they feel they have to vocalize what other people are saying.
Right. Yeah. I mean, man, look, is everybody meant to be a social influencer? I didn't wake up one day. Go, you know what? I've flipped almost 4,000 houses. I've been wildly successful since my early 20s. I've made millions of dollars. You know what? I think today I'm going to become a social influencer. There was no course. There was no book. I just started sharing. I did something that was scary. And I think that's like what I try and teach my clients and what I share with them is, look, the scarier it is, the bigger the reward is. The scarier it is, like the more life-changing it is, right? If you're morbidly obese, it's terrifying to think about going to a gym and getting your fat ass on a treadmill when there's tons of other people there that are wearing really sexy Lululemon pants and muscle shirts. It's terrifying. It's embarrassing. It's humiliating, which is exactly why you should go fucking do it. It's terrifying to stand up in front of people and to speak. Most people are afraid of public speaking. So what should you do? Go do that. And then guess what happens? Everything else in your life starts to change. And I found that, like, the more I looked at things I was afraid of, myself, my story, my past, like, men don't talk about the fact that they're scared. Men don't talk about fear. What do? We just bang our chests and we're alpha males and all, oh, that dude's a pussy. No, that's not how it works. And this is why so many people are in so much chaos and trouble. This is why more men are killing themselves than ever before. This is why 51% of marriages are ending in divorce. Because we're playing this superficial game. We're trying to keep up with everybody else's saying and do what's normal versus what's real. Because at the end of the day, dude, I go to bed with my own mind and my own brain. And the thing that I fear the most, and I'll close this thought with this, is being on my deathbed. And chances are I'm never going to be on my deathbed, right? I'm going to drive my race truck off a cliff. I'm going to put too much Tannerite in a target on my ranch and blow myself up. But let's just hypothetically say that I'm 90 years old laying on my deathbed. The thing that I'm terrified of is knowing that here at 42 years old, God put ideas in here and he put passion in here. And I squandered it. I was too worried about what Jason would say. I was too worried about what Bob or Sally or the president of the United States would say. I played small and God told me, go here, do this, live this, say this, help them. And I did none of it because I was afraid of being judged. because once I'm 90 and I'm on my deathbed, I can't take that shit back. I can't go back in time. And so literally my entire quest in life, when I wake up every day, God blesses me with a day, blessed you with a day, blessed everybody listening to this, whether you're listening to it in 2021 or 2051. If you're watching this right now, you won the fucking lottery. You woke up. And there will be a time that I no longer wake up. And the reality is, like, I live in fear. Why? Because someone will judge how I'm living. I bet you $1 million that person's not going to be at your funeral. I bet you $1 million, like, the second you delete them, block them, remove them from your life, within a matter of 15 minutes, they don't even remember you. Yet you're going to remember, man, God told me to do these things. God put this passion in my soul. And I didn't share it with the world because I was afraid. And what I have found is that most people aren't afraid of failing. Most people aren't afraid of screwing up. I don't know why, because we're experts at that. And anybody that's real with themselves, you spent your entire life screwing shit up. You failed, you lost this marriage, you lost this deal, you lost money. What we're deathly afraid of is being judged. Human beings are terrified of being judged. And so we do nothing, we say nothing so that we won't be judged. And the truth is, you're going to be judged either way. So why not do the things that you want to do? Say the things you want to say. And what happens when you do those things? You get stronger. You get better. You're able to share more of your life. You're able to share more of your passion, your fears. And guess what happens? You expand as a human being.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed that episode. Thank you for your attention. And if you made it this far, you're clearly somebody who wants to take their business to the next level. You want to get better. And I understand that being an entrepreneur sometimes can feel like a little bit of a lonely journey, which is why being part of a thriving community of like-minded people is just so important. It was super helpful in my own development as well. And as is the ability to instantly get answers to the questions you may have in order to grow and scale your business. It's for that reason why I launched a consulting coaching program called the Market Domination Method. And guess what? If you're listening to this and you hear this, we're open for applications right now for new members to join. So to request an invitation or to book a free diagnostic call, call it a game plan call. I'll literally sit with you and demonstrate the value that we could bring to your business on that call. Let's jump on a call. We'll discuss ways you could possibly grow your business. Head on over to jportnoy.com, jportnoy.com. You'll find all the different ways we could work together. It's going to be the best business decision you'll make. So hope to speak soon. Head on over to jportnoy.com, book that free game plan call, and I look forward to talking to you soon.